Welcome to the Fully Expressed Podcast.
We are your hosts, Samantha and Karenna.
This is a show where we invite you into your fullest expressed self in life, relationships, and business. We believe that if you crave more, you are meant for more. There is room for all of us to be fully expressed.
Enjoy this new episode. Hi, friends. Samantha here again. This episode is a special one. Just me and Karenna sitting down to talk about something we've never really opened up about in this way, our business partnership. Before this, neither of us had experienced a true 50-50 partnership. We've both walked the entrepreneurial path in different ways, and Karenna has spent time leading teams in the corporate world. But stepping into something where every decision, every challenge, and every win is shared equally, that's a whole different kind of experience. Building something from the ground up together has stretched us, taught us, and honestly surprised us in the best ways. In this episode, we get real about the ins and outs of what it looks like for us. The wins, the tough conversations, the boundaries we've had to set, and the values that have kept us grounded. We talk about what's worked and why we think it's worked so well between us, as well as a few examples of partnerships we've seen fall apart and what those taught us. Whether you're thinking about starting a business with someone, entering into a creative collaboration, or are just curious about what makes a partnership healthy, this one's for you. We're sharing what we've learned so far, what we're still figuring out, and what we tell anyone considering a 50-50 split. So let's get into it. The real talk on what it actually takes to build something together that feels aligned, honest, and sustainable. Hello, and welcome back to today's episode. We are so excited to have you with us. Karenna and I are going to be doing some duo episodes, just the two of us, talking about subjects that are near and dear to our heart. And as you heard in our intro, today's episode is all about collaboration, how to be in a good collaboration and partnership, how to nourish that, and really just what it takes to get to the higher places that you want to in business, in life, and in partnership.
Oh, I'm so excited for this conversation. I feel like we're going to give everyone a little BTS and into the realness of what it takes to nourish a business partnership or any kind of collaboration that makes sense. And something, Sam, that you were telling me earlier is like right now is the season for that collectively.
Yes. So we've spoken about astrology on previous episodes, but Pluto is in Aquarius and it will be there for the next decade plus. So it is all about collaboration and partnership and working together to make bigger dreams happen and make things come to fruition. So this is a very fitting topic.
I was going to say, what a perfect timeline, because I think so many listeners, and if you're not, you haven't heard this before, like I started the podcast in the community by myself, and I knew that in order to get to the next version of myself and the business and the community and the kind of impact that was meant to happen for me and for this group and these listeners was to invite a partnership. And I vividly remember being nervous about it too, where I was like, you know, I know I'm meant to call someone in, but like, one, who the hell is that going to be? I don't want to just choose someone. And then two, like, I knew that I was also going to grow in that. And so that is what led Sam and I to being in this room together, because we started our business partnership. And I think we both didn't put any pressure as to when this was going to happen, but it definitely happened at the right time that we both divinely needed, as I was intentionally calling in someone to help me pour into the business, but also just really raise this business in a way that's going to make a huge impact. And Samantha was perfect for that.
I love it so much too, because I think about, a lot of people don't know this, but we were friends for a while before this even came about. And I remember walking on the beach in Del Mar with you and you sharing that you were looking to call in a partner. And in that moment, I had shared that I was going to start this other business. But as soon as you said that, something like a light bulb went off in my head and I thought, oh, I could be that person. I feel like I'm that person. But I knew in that moment that it was not the right time, because I had just shared this other thing and it just didn't feel right. But I had that in the back of my head. And then what, 6 months later, would you say? 4 months later?
Time. I remember that too. I was kind of sad that you were going to do that, the other thing. And I was like, damn. Why are you not doing this thing with me?
Yeah. And then we went to coffee one day downtown in San Diego, and I was telling her the other thing didn't really pan out. It didn't feel aligned.
We actually went to Madhouse.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We did. We went and danced. We
And then
did.
we went to coffee.
Yeah, we did. And then we were loose. We were in our bodies. Then we went to coffee, and I was sharing how there was a part of myself that I wanted to express more, and I didn't feel like I had the platform or the place to do it. And you said, "Hey, you want to be my partner?"
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's so interesting how I think God plants these seeds and you get these like little pings, you know, and then like they come back. But I will say, like, the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, that's an interesting idea, you know, this idea of like inviting you on. And then it really wasn't until you were sharing where you were at. So I think something that was really eye-opening for me after our conversation, you were just expressing that, like, you know, that you're meant to make a really huge impact, that you have so much to share with the world, but you didn't know how you were gonna package it up and deliver. And I just know you so deeply. So I was like, you have incredible wisdom to share with the world. You have to. And so I remember what I was gonna go with that was like hearing you speak about what you wanted gave me an opportunity to think about you being a part of this. And I think sometimes we're like, if you're a listener, like you can get into this place of like hoping that someone invites you into partnership. Like we've had conversations with other people that are like, I want to do business with someone, but no one is gonna hear that that's for you unless you talk about what kind of an impact you want to make.
Yeah, and I think that's interesting because I'm now thinking about the fact that in human design, you're a projector and you're the one that often needs to be invited in. So, but maybe that was me inviting you in by sharing that desire that I had. Whereas before you were sharing with me that you were calling it in, but I wasn't necessarily like playing into that thought
Yeah.
process at the time. But I love that so much.
I
And
think it.
then I love the next thing you did because, you know, I think this is your first partnership, right? I'm pretty sure.
In this space,
In
yeah.
this space, yeah. And I mean, you've worked in corporate, so you've definitely worked with lots of people, but I have also worked in other jobs with other people, but in terms of entrepreneurship, this is the first time I've also worked with someone. And where I knew we were just going to be aligned from the beginning is one, you told me, okay, sit with this and really think on it. And then when we both decided yes, it's still a yes, you came up with a great list of questions, which I'll let you go into because I know you created them, but a great list of questions for both of us to answer. And then we sat down and answered, which earlier, you know, off of the podcast, we were just saying that it really set the foundation for our dynamic and our relationship. And it cultivated and created such a safe space for us to be in partnership and to feel safe to come to one another. So what was your thought process? I'm curious in cultivating those questions, or like, had you done that before? What? I'm so curious. I've never asked you.
Yeah, I mean, when I thought about like this business partnership, I was like, I really want to make this successful, you know? And so, and even though we were like best friends and doing life together, like this was like a whole new world for both of us. And we had never stepped into like, what does it look like to do business together, which is so different than friendship, right? Like, now you're creating something, you're holding a ton of responsibility together. You're getting to know each other. And I also was thinking to myself, I was like, you know, we're very, very different. And how are we going to communicate when things get hard? And so, right off the bat, I was like, let's ask each other questions. One, just so we can build the foundation of getting to know each other, is like one of the questions that I love that I asked was like, how are we going to drop the ball on one another?
Yeah, I love that question.
And it's such a great question because it allows us each to acknowledge that we do have our weaknesses. And yes, behind the question was for me to be able to express like sometimes I might not have as much time. Like that's my biggest fear is like always like saying like I might not have enough time when we need to come like I don't know, execute on something. And I wanted to make you aware of that because I was like, okay, if I can make you aware of this, then when we reach that, then at least you have an awareness around it versus it causing like frustration down the line. So back to like those questions, like the intention was one to get to know each other deeper. You know, how do we handle things when things get hard? Because I think that is one of the biggest when things get hard really show someone's colors. You know, yes. You really get to know someone. When life is easy, you're like, I could do this all day. We're making money. People are coming to our events. Like, it feels so good. But how you show up when, like, you hit an edge or you get triggered or you get activated or maybe the shit hits the fan in our lives. Like, we are also two beings outside of the business. And it's so important for us to get clear on, like, how we're going to show up in that. So that was the intention for the questions. And then also the vision, which I think was like another part of it, right? Like, yeah. One of the things that you and I got really clear on was like, how much energy are we going to commit to this? And I actually learned this in a different way at a different conference, but someone said, when you start entrepreneurship, you know, instead of just like shooting your shot and saying like, I'm going to go on this dream. And like, they're like, well, what does the road end like? And like, in his perspective, he said, even though he was like a millionaire and a billionaire, his financial advisor was like, all right, you have $250,000 to make it work. And if you can't make it with $250,000, that business idea goes to the side. Mm. And when I heard that, I was like, wow, like that is so cool because one, I'm sure energetically he's going to make everything work with $250,000. And then two, like if it doesn't work past investing $250,000 into this business, then at least he knows where the road ends and he can start another idea. And I think about that for entrepreneurship because sometimes, like, I mean, I have people in my lives that are still trying to make the same thing work for 10 years and it just hasn't landed. And so I bring that all to say, like, the vision for us as a partner is as to, like, how much energetically we're going to commit. And I think we agreed on, like, 3 years max was going to be how much we were going to commit. And that also allows us to fully pour into the 3 years versus just blindly trying and hoping that our business is going to grow.
Yeah. And I think too, I think that was such a realistic commitment. I think it's so easy in the moment people have ideas and then they go all in. They're like, oh, okay, we'll give it a year. I mean, as an entrepreneur outside of this business, a year is nothing. A year goes by in the blink of an eye. And we had Josh Church on our podcast and bless his heart, he brought a business to $20 million in a very, very short time, like within a year and a half or 2 years. So it is possible, but that's very rare. And I think that when you make that commitment, you're also committing to growing together as business partners, as people, and you get to actually see the business start to become something, which is where we are now, which is so beautiful. And I feel that people want immediacy. But yeah, I agree. I think having a shared vision, having, you know, I thought about, we had Kelsey Erickson in our virtual community, and she came and talked about many different things about intuition and creativity and all of these things. But I loved her I Am Not exercise. She had us write down 5 things and we had to say, I am not. And it really made me think about how often we are trying to be all the things. And like you said, when you were referencing, you know, where are you going to drop the ball? A lot of us don't want to really look at that part of ourselves. And I think, I don't know about you, but in interviews when I was younger, they used to say, okay, well, when they ask you, you know, that same question or where, what's your weakness? That was always a huge question in interviews for businesses is like, what do you think your greatest weakness is? And they all tell you to say like a strength, like, oh, you know, I care too much, or these like perceived weaknesses that aren't really weaknesses. But at the end of the day, we can't do it all. And, you know, the fact that you and I show up differently is actually, I think, so beautiful to our partnership because we can hold each other in those different spaces and mm-hmm. be that for each other. But I do think that being truthful and honest about what you cannot do is so important. So I love that you mentioned that because I do think it is one of the biggest things that can lead to dissent or issues in the relationship or in the business partnership.
Absolutely. I mean, I remember one thing that I was calling in when I was talking about this, I was like, I want someone very different than me, but reliable. And I think some of the best leaders out there, like if you are a business owner or you're trying to be a business owner, like you're stepping into like CEO energy, like founder energy. And I think some of the best leaders and CEOs and founders are the ones that realize that they want to have people that can either do what you do better or can do the things that you cannot do. And so it takes you getting really clear on what I am not, to like bring it back to what you're saying, right? Like you getting really clear on like, I am not this part of the business. Like, for example, one of the things that you and I both agreed upon is like the admin bullshit that to do in the business is things that we both just genuinely don't love. And so even though right now we're in a business, in a time in our season where we're like leveraging and both of us leaning into the admin stuff, it's like the number one thing that we're going to hire out, someone that can do it so much better than both of us. And that takes a lot of releasing control and letting go and trusting that someone can do something better for you. One reel just popped in my head that I just saw earlier. He's like, the best people that scale their businesses are the ones that are not worrying about what is going on in their business. They're training the people and picking the people to be a part of their team based off of like, and trusting and not having to be in the weeds and controlling everything. And so again, this brings back to like what you just said, and I love that you said this, was like, you get really clear on what I am not, and then finding people that can complement you in that. And then I think personally, something that you and I do so well is that we have a very good communication and emotional intelligence and awareness, because even though we might have quote unquote our roles that are constantly evolving as we get to grow more, we have to communicate better, and we're constantly working on that.
Yeah. And I think too, that emotional intelligence part plays such a big role, which at the end of the day, so many of us are not really educated in that area. And I think, you know, we all have traumas and we all have these things and a lot. And I mean, hello, that's like the whole mission of our business, Fully Expressed, is really saying that you can bring all of yourself to the table. But I think that one, we absolutely have to exude that because we're sharing that message. But I also think that when you can admit what you're not, it also invites a space for you to be wrong or to make mistakes and be welcomed into those mistakes and learn from them. And I think that's another thing we've really like started to master, is being okay with, I mean, we have miscommunication sometimes, but I do
absolutely.
We definitely do. But because we cultivated that safe space with each other, we're never afraid to like come with that issue or to address it, and to move beyond it and forgive. And I mean, it's never even that extreme to be forgiven, but you know, like to let go and go with the flow and understand that those things just happen in life, in business, in every area.
And I think I'm going to pull a string on that because you might relate to this too. So tell me, but like we recently had a miscommunication and you called me out and you were like, you know, you can just tell me how you feel in the moment. And mm-hmm. I was taking some time to process. And that for me is like my personal edge. And it's something that I've worked on in like my romantic relationships. But I think that was such an opportunity for me to also lean in a new way. And so like what I want to like pull the strings here is like, we're talking about relational skills and also like us, how do I say this? This business partnership and this friendship have invited me into spaces and met me in ways that I so badly want to show up in. But even though we're emotionally aware, we've worked on this in different ways, it still continues to be an invitation for us.
Yeah, I feel like it's interesting because oftentimes we view our romantic relationships as our ultimate mirror for growth. And we kind of forget about our friendships or about other areas. But I think when you're in a business partnership and you're invested, you know, financially, and you're invested, you know, with your time and your energy, it is a relationship into itself. It's almost a romantic relationship without the romance. Well, there actually is some romance, but without the sexual component. And I think that it has, as you said, provided us with opportunities to nourish it and to reach our, to meet our edges and to invite us into literally new, I mean, for me too, as you're saying, like new levels of being and healing and being able to show up as a better version of myself. And realize that, you know, just as we get mirrored in real life, business partnerships are just another depth of mirroring for our own soul to grow.
Totally. I mean, this is like bringing it back to the podcast as I'm talking about it. Like, this is why I said, I was like, I know collaboration and partnership is that next level of my fullest expressed self, right? Yeah. And is that next level of owning my authenticity, of owning my voice, of stepping into the leader that I want to be in this world, you know, being all of me, but that also means expressing all of me. And by being in partnership, it has been, again, another invitation for a new part of me to be fully expressed in a way that I hadn't done before.
Yeah, same. And I think that it's also, I mean, without getting too into the astrology, just knowing my own, I mean, just in general, my lessons in life tend to revolve around relationships, all interpersonal and romantic. And so it has been so interesting to step back and observe, even in like the moment where we were triggered in different ways, like, oh, how can I respond to this? To support her, how can I hold the space? Because the old me, right, if it's especially in romantic partnerships or in friendships, might avoid, might not want to step into conflict, might not want to, you know, tiptoe, like, you know, just be like, hey, what's your deal? But I think that because we have such good communication and we've cultivated such a safe space, I was able to be like, hey, you can just tell me this. It's okay. I can handle it. Like, and also it was an invitation for me too, to be like, hey, I know you're upset with me. What's going on? You know? And so there's all these deeper levels of invitation to be more of you, to fully express, like you said, to be the deepest, most authentic version of yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think like you were sharing off of, you know, before we started this episode, you know, you knew someone that was in partnership, and I love it. I love comparing it to a romantic relationship because it is something to be nourished. And you were sharing a friend of yours is in a business partnership, but they started all these different things at once and they were only pouring into one of those pots. I mean, maybe you can share a little more, but I thought that was such a great analogy.
Yeah. Like, so to bring it back, like, this is like such a great conversation because one thing that we've both noticed is like, as we're building this business and this partnership between Sam and I, like, we're constantly watering it, you know, we're constantly nourishing the relationship between us. Like, as much as like, for those that don't know, like, I have my corporate job, I have my own business, Sam has her own business. This takes just as much time of nourishing and watering, if you will. And something that my friend was talking about was like, she started all these things at the same time and she didn't realize that she did not set up as much. She did not get to water or to nourish that other partnership in the same way. And so she realized that she was just pouring the romantic partnership. And so I think energetically, I think it's important for, you know, if you are picking one to start a partnership, like getting really clear if you have the energy and the capacity to nourish it in the way that you want to see it bloom, or getting clear on like the kind of partnership that it is, right? Like for us, Sam and Karenna, like we're co-founders, right? Like this takes like a whole new level of partnership. But I think there's like levels, as you're asking me, Sam, now that's coming through is like, yeah, there's also levels to partnership and there's levels to collaboration. Like the amount of energy that Sam and I talk every single freaking day, like every day, all day. You know what I mean? And there's decisions in our business that we have to make every day. And a lot of that, especially in the early seasons of building the business, like it does take both of us to make those decisions. And so, you know, there's always this other part of me that's like, well, I want to compartmentalize this and we're only going to talk things on Sundays. That doesn't fucking work. Not now.
It did in the beginning.
It did at the beginning, but now that things are going and moving, it's like, oh shoot, the bus has left and I'm trying to just stay on the bus. It's going to leave me behind if I don't catch it, you know? And so like, yeah, like as I'm talking about this, something that I'm thinking about is like, we're talking about co-founder business partners, but I also think like if you're choosing a business partner or a collaboration, get really, really clear on where do you want it to go and then work backwards. Then you realize how much energy is going to take to pour into that kind of a business or that kind of collaboration or that kind of partnership.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's also, that's another level of honesty of just really knowing what you have to give. And being able to flow and allow it to evolve. I think, you know, Karen and I really view our business as wanting to be, you know, a multi-million-dollar business. And so we're trying to step into that level of commitment and that level of like, what does that look like and the steps you have to take to get there. And so, yeah, it is an all-in situation, but I think that's a great suggestion of maybe a collaboration is a short-term thing, or maybe it's, you know, you're the creator and you're bringing people on to help you. But I do agree. I think it's really important to identify what the relationship is that you're trying to cultivate.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, where you want it to go. I think that's like the other thing that you and I just talked about earlier. Like, when we sat down and asked each other all those questions, which by the way, if anyone's listening, like you can DM me and I'll send you the questions.
Yeah.
We have them. you know, like we got really clear. We had those questions in that conversation because the intention was to see this into a multi-million-dollar business, like having a really huge impact. And so I think we were both really clear on that from the start versus like if this was like a seasonal partnership, like something that, I don't know, it's only gonna last 6 months, 3 months, and it was gonna be in and out, maybe it wouldn't be the same kind of energy, right? It just really depends on what the end goal is.
Yeah, and I think that the other thing is that I would say to add to what I feel makes this partnership so well, like strong, is flowing and changing, because that's the other thing that's happened. So many changes have come about in our business, like from the initial conversation of what we thought it was going to be to what it's becoming has evolved. The end goal is still the same. The shared vision is still the same, but everything in between has shifted. And I think both of us being able to move with that and flow is the only word I can really think of, but just be willing to pivot and open to like how that path looks, which is just, you know, how our journey goes usually, is we think it's one thing and then it goes a totally different way. But I think that's also played a big role in why we've started to grow in success so much so quickly, is because we're just like, okay, pivot over here. This makes sense. Let's do this. And we're just constantly reevaluating, making new decisions, and moving in a different direction, all still towards the end goal, but, you know, not being like, here's the path and that's it. We can't deviate.
Totally. And I think something that's coming through as you're saying that is like Sam is very, I feel like you are very nimble, and flexible and adaptable. That was one of the things that I felt like so attracted to when like thinking about business when it came to you, Samantha, because you just say yes on a dime, or like you just do on a dime. That's like the best way I can say it. Like I have this one vivid memory where like we were setting up our first event in person at our friend's house, and we did make cookies and hot chocolate and just have conversation. And I remember us being like something along the lines of like, we forgot coffee cups, and we were like on our way over there. And you're like, I can just stop at the store real quick. And that is, and we ended up not having to buy them, but that is an example of the type of nimbleness that you need in real time, like when you're building a business. But then also the adaptability of down the line of like when you start to like create a product and a service, which you're also talking about. And so I say this with like personally, not that everyone needs to do this, but if you're stepping into entrepreneurship, like you need that flexible nervous system to be able to adapt on the fly.
Yeah, I was also going to say, I think for you, what I admire is there's definitely been moments and hard times where I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can do this. When, I mean, Karina knows, like, I will do it. But being able to have you be like, okay, but we're going to see this through and it's going to be good. And those hard moments is also, you're like the captain of the ship that just keeps redirecting, you know? And then you're like, we're going to go here. And I say, okay, let's do it. But I appreciate that you are so good at just being so confident in that it's going to happen. I think that's why you relieve any doubt that comes in of that I may have in myself of like reaching the new edge. You're like, nope, we're gonna do it. And that is the beauty of this partnership, I think, is we push each other to our individual edges. And you're so good at cultivating this space and being like, okay, I hear you, but we're gonna do this anyways. And I'm like, okay, we're gonna do this anyways. And I love it. I mean, it's so amazing.
Well, this makes me think about like maybe we can share with them a little bit about our roles and like how that has evolved over time.
Yeah, I mean, tell us. Well, you start. What's how
Yeah, what's coming
old?
through is like, you know, Leah. That was on our podcast. She's a documentarian. She started her business with her husband. Something that she spoke about in her episode that I just want to bring in here, if you haven't got a chance to listen to it, was she talked so much about the importance of roles in the business and the evolution of a role and getting really clear on her strengths with like her husband, who she's in relationship with. And I think that's something that you and I have continued to get clear on, like what are our roles, you know? And I think one of the most recent ones, like you expressed, you're like, I do see you like the CEO and I'm like the president, you know, like in that energy. And so when you're talking to me, like
I
I
liked
hear
your explanation of you're the mama and I'm the baby daddy.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's just like the relationship of this business. So I think something that I told Sam recently, I was like, I've been getting clearer on like, what is the energy here? Since I gave birth to the business, I feel like I'm the baby, I'm the mom. And then the baby came, right? It's out in the world, but I needed help raising it and really allowing this baby to become healthy and mature and successful and have all the foundations. And I couldn't do that without my baby daddy. It's so the way that we've analogized this is like Sam is the has adopted the baby and we are co-parenting together, right? Like I can't do it without her, and I like literally I just know deeply that I don't want to do it without her. And so again, like we've created this partnership to raise this child that is this business that we both want to see mature and become a very successful integrated, or what's the right word? In integrity, an ethical company, which to us, you know, it's the maturity of the business.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting because we're both leaders in life. Like we both have leadership qualities. People come to us, we're space holders, we're wisdom keepers, all the things. And yet I was thinking about this the other day. Like I feel like we lead so well together, which is so interesting because sometimes you would think two people who want to be leaders clash. But I think that it's like you lead in all, it's like you said, like the CEO, you lead in all the ways that are necessary. You guide the ship. You're the captain, and I'm the co-captain. So it's like we both make decisions and we trust each other in our areas of expertise, but we still are able to co-lead and lead individually. It's really interesting. It is a really beautiful dynamic.
Yeah, and I will say though, like just because I have that CEO hat, like I'm taking us back to our like our most recent like wellness event that we did. You know, like there's something so beautiful of like trusting you to lead. You know, I think sometimes like if you are looking for a partnership or you're like, because I've been in corporate and I'm thinking about someone very specifically. I know the president of a corporate company and he wants to control everything, right? So he doesn't trust his directors, VPs, managers. Like he constantly wants to control the ship, if that makes sense. And something that I energetically do intentionally always is like I just sit back in moments where I'm like, this is Sam's spot to lead. Even on our community calls, like yeah, I might be leading some things, but it doesn't feel like I'm the leader. Like it feels like we are leading.
Yeah, I agree. I think we also define that too, again. And that's the other thing when you're talking about defining roles, I would just suggest also redefining all the time because, as you said, they're always changing. And, you know, when we started doing community events, we talked about, okay, well, what community events do you want to lead and take charge of? And what community events do I want to lead and take charge of? And we both distrust each other to show up in those spaces. But then we're also here to help in any capacity and like do it together, which is so beautiful.
Yeah. And I think let's talk about trust a little bit because I think for those that are calling in business partners, I'm talking to myself maybe mostly. It's like I have told Sam recently, I was like, you know, when you start solopreneurship, like you get to make all the decisions by yourself. And then when you go into business partnership, now you just can't just make decisions by yourself. There's someone else that you have to think about. And that means also trusting that the person is bringing their opinion into the room. And so I think a level of trust is one you have to learn, like your own level of self-trust in your own business of like you are bringing everything you can, but also working towards trusting that the other person is bringing and thinking about your highest good. Something that Nick has taught me that has like completely unlocked in our romantic relationship has been like every time Karina makes a decision, like she's doing it in the highest good of us. And I think you and I have gotten to the place where we're like, anytime that either of us make a decision, we're making it for the higher good of our business together.
Agreed. Totally.
So how do you view trust? Because I'm so curious, like, how has that been for you? Because it might be helpful for people that are like, but I want to control everything.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie, like not to throw astrology out there again, but because I know our charts and how we harmonize, that also like gave me a level of trust in knowing how to like knowing I think it's that mixed with like the depth of our friendship really allows me to understand you better and really know, oh, okay, I could trigger her if I say this, or doesn't mean I don't do it and trigger you, but I think I have more awareness and that has cultivated more trust. Honestly, to me, the trust has come through the difficult conversations that we've had in our friendship and in our business. I mean, they're intertwined. And I think trust is, again, I think trust is built. And I think knowing that you can exactly like, as you mentioned earlier, picking people for your team that you know are going to get stuff done that are either one, like you said, better than you are at something. But I think having the same level of commitment. And I think when you have a strong vision and then you bring someone into that vision and what they're doing, they're able to like be a part of that vision too. So I feel like trust is really, as you said, like opening up and allowing people to show you that they can step in and do it as good as, if not better than you could do it. And yeah. I think having difficult conversations when you feel like maybe they're not trusting you or you're not trusting them or whatever's going on is how you reach that next level and you keep proving again and again. I mean, it just goes back to like everything I would say about a romantic relationship, you know, is that I think being completely open to communicate everything and then also like building that trust by showing up again and again and giving your all.
Totally. And I love that you've said like it's the biggest thing is leaning in when things get hard. Because that was something that we talked about recently where I was like, you know, we had that one conversation that was rough or whatever, or just expansive for both of us. And I was like, yeah, but it brought us so much closer. And I've always thought, you know, for deeper connection, sometimes we think like having harder conversations are going to actually break us, but it's actually going to bring us closer and allows us to see if we can catch each other. I will also say, like, going back to what we talked about earlier, like in hard times is where you really witness someone. So I think in our situation, we've been so blessed to catch each other every single time. Most, I mean, I feel like we have, unless you're telling me something.
And that was harboring resentment.
I was like, we're talking about this conversation. We get off the call and she's like, I resent everything of you. No, just kidding. But I think most of the times in our hard conversations, like we catch each other, no matter which one of us is either going through something or working through something. And so that is constantly compounding over time, which is creating a level of trust and closeness that you and I have built in ways that I don't think I've ever experienced with other friendships. And on the other side of that too, like if someone doesn't have the skill sets to navigate hard conversations, like personally, that to me is like a red flag. And I think it's important to realize, like, are they avoiding the conversation? Are they victimizing you? Are they pointing the finger and saying like, you this without taking responsibility? Are they listening? Like, I think that's also really important for anyone that's getting into business partnership or has started a collaboration, which makes me think about this other thing. So, you know, we went all in from the beginning. However, you know, you can also do this with people that you hire or people that you want to collaborate with. It's just like try a little trial period of like how you guys do business together before you take it all the way.
That's a great suggestion.
You know, before you just like send it, and you can start with like a like seasonal partnership or like let's test this and see how this goes together. Get a flavor of how it is, because again, like you're not going to do that. I mean, Samantha and I had so much trust in Samantha because of the way that we've shown up in our friendships. And I knew a little bit more. So we just like sent it. And I think that was God having our back. But a part of me also wants to advise, like, if you are not super clear on how you're going to respond in partnership, maybe you should tiptoe as well.
Yeah. And I also think it's so easy, you know, people could listen to this and say, well, you know, there's plenty of people that have million-dollar businesses and again, we don't always know the ins and outs, but a lot of those companies are run by one person at the top, or, you know, they have all the issues. You just don't hear about them. But I feel like if you can start the foundation now, if you can create and cultivate trust now within your collaborations and your partnerships, like what can unfold for you and what can manifest is tenfold, because you're on the same vision, the same page, you're working towards the same goals, you're taking inspired action. And I think that, you know, we're in a different time. I feel like I really believe that you have to be, this is why I believe so strongly in our mission and our statement of just like being your most authentic, fully expressed self, because that's all that will succeed, I think, moving forward. And that's why we're seeing so many people that maybe we looked up to once coming to the light and realizing they're not who they claimed to be. And I think there is like a huge period of truth happening. And I think that the more you can step into your, I think there's a call in general in life, and maybe you can speak on this, but I feel personally, there's a call in general to heal your wounds, to heal your trauma, to dive deeper into the self, to like self-reflect more, to realize that your words have an impact, that your reactions have an impact. And yes, not everyone is on the same page, but I think there's lots of people feeling a call to step into that. And I think that that is the first foundational step to an amazing partnership. And the doors of possibility are endless when you're on the same page and aligned with somebody.
Totally. And, you know, being your fullest expressed self, like to parallel with what you're saying, like you're practicing when you're just doing partnership, when you're doing things alone, you are playing the game when you're doing this in relationship with someone else. And that means showing up for the game. And that means like using your voice in your partnership, like fully expressing yourself in your partnership and taking it to that next level, so that if it is supportive partnership, you'll know. And you will also find out if they're not. You know, you got to practice being your fullest expressed self and navigating the tension, the shifting and things like that, so that you know if this is like a match for you and your business or an alignment towards the vision that you have for yourself.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
I think lastly too, I would say still, which is have a contract, like have an agreement, have a verbal agreement, a written agreement, like just because you're friends, just because it's always good to protect each other, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's something we're cultivating and creating right now, but it's just, I don't want to steer anyone away from, you know, even if you start a business with a friend, like having protection for both of you is also important for the long run. I mean, that's also like making big adult decisions, you know, like seeing it. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing I think we did really well. And yes, you had the podcast a year, but I think when we joined together, we were like, okay, we're going all in. How do we view this business? Okay, if we want to make this $1 million business, what do we have to do? What are the steps? And every single day we view this as already being $1 million business. Mm-hmm. And I think that we hold that view together so well. And every decision we make is moving us towards that goal.
Absolutely. And having agreements and legalizing it and making it an LLC.
Yeah,
and doing taxes,
yeah,
and having the systems and treating it like an adult. It's all a part of that, you know? And I think I'm so glad that you brought up like a formal agreement, because I think sometimes it can be so touchy to have that conversation. It almost feels like you're talking about a prenup before you get married. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, no, it's just, and that can look, sound scary. And I'm not going to talk about prenups and marriage, but an agreement allows you guys to like really know. I just know I've heard so many partnerships that people have done things together, and there was so much trust as like, this other person has got me. And all of a sudden, this loving human that was on the other side of the relationship decided to cut off another partner. And it's like, nope, I'm moving in the direction. I don't need you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's even more hurtful than I think having the early conversations of having the agreement in front of you as to like, what does that actually look like?
Yeah. And even on the other side, or the other end of that spectrum, is just like, okay, what if one day you or I are like, you know what, we've built it to where we want to build it, and I want to go try this other direction. Totally. You know, it could also be a choice to leave or to move somewhere else. And what does that disillusion look like? And I think the more you talk about it, and also, you know, speak into that, but have that answer to a certain extent, it just makes it easier if it comes up. It doesn't have to, because at the end of the day, like, I don't want to ever, we're so intertwined. I would be so heartbroken if our friendship ever was affected from, you know, this something changing within the relationship of the business. And I feel like that's something I also really want to nourish. Like, I see you as a sister that I want in my life forever. And so how do you also navigate that part? Because we're in business together too. And I think it's like, the more you have that end, okay, well, here's worst case scenario, or if you decided to leave, or if I decided to leave, or what does this look like? I just think it's protection for both of us, but also it just is almost like takes a weight off of your shoulders that you don't have to worry. That's already agreed upon, regardless of what happens in the dynamic.
I want to pull a string on you. Said agreements. Agreements, whether it's romantic, friendship, or business, is the most important thing. Like, if you're listening, how often have you assumed that something was going to be versus how it actually was? And, you know, I have taught so many people on how to have difficult conversations. And at the end of it, it's always getting an agreement as to, like, what does it look like moving next? So often we have conversations and we're like, well, we agreed to that. And then you talk to the other person, it's like, no, we did not agree to that. What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
One thing that you're talking about, Sam, is clarity and agreements. And that requires you leaning into being adults and having mature conversations as to what does it look like to exit a company. And instead of avoiding them, it's like having them. So then the relationship feels safe, you know, when the relationship feels... How often have people dated someone and then you're like, I don't know if they're in this or not in this, or like they say they're in it 1 week and then next week they're not in it. You know what I mean? Like, that space is filled with gray and like lack of clarity, versus what we're talking about is being really, really clear and agreeing to that clarity, so that our relationship can flourish. Like, you and I were talking about another podcast, when we were in Boston, that they had all of a sudden a breakup, and we don't know how it ended, but we know it did not end well.
Yeah.
And that's the last thing that we want. And on, you know, at the end of the day.
Actually, that happened to that woman twice. I just thought about that. When she actually started the podcast with a friend and then they broke up. That was very messy.
And then don't be those people.
Yeah. We won't name names, but you may know.
In their case, like, it was also very publicly messy.
Yeah, very messy. And it's not a good look, you know?
No. And I think both of us are just, one, we have the vision for the business, but we also have the vision of the sustainability of our friendship. And I think at our core as business owners, like, that is still number one in a lot of ways. Like, yes, we are building this big business, but at the end of the day, like, nourishing ourselves and the relationship that Sam and I have together is at the forefront. And so then the question becomes, like, what do we need to do to make sure that that feels safe?
Yeah, agreed.
So good. I'm trying to think about what else.
I know. I'm like, any last words?
No, I think the biggest thing that I want to take away from this is, like, one, people being way more intentional about their partnerships and their businesses.
Yeah.
Two, realizing it's something that you have to nourish. Three, get into agreement as to, like, what it looks like, you know. Four, if you don't feel super confident in the person that you want to get into partnership with, start with a collaboration.
Yeah.
Not full send co-founderness. And then five, you know, at the end of the day, ask yourself what really matters. Because for us, yes, we envision this, I think, as a multi-million dollar business. And I want it to feel good along the way. I'm not chasing money. I'm serving. And that means serving you, serving God, serving the people that we're doing that with. And that's coming from a place of love versus reaching money. At least that's my perspective.
No, I guess I would actually almost reframe. When we first created our vision, it was reaching millions of people. I mean, that was like really inviting people into their self-expression and recognizing how many people really struggle with being their most authentic self. Like, just the other day on one of our community walks, a woman shared that, like, you know, there's a lot of communities that don't feel fully authentic. And then I also had another friend say that there's a part of herself she feels she's still holding back. And I think that's really common. And so our main mission at the end of the day is to be an example of what it looks like to have difficult conversations, to stand in your fullest expression, to be your most authentic self. And from that, I mean, when you're reaching millions of people, you're making a lot of money, but really it's about, the money is an opportunity to reach more people, is how I see it. I always see, like, the more money you have, the more good you can do.
Totally. And if we're not good, none of that's going to work.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to, like, lean into that. Like, I think you know, I see massive corporate companies. I've been in corporate for a long time. If your employees and your team members don't feel good, the rest, it's going to trickle into your business. It's all energetics.
Yeah.
And so making sure that, you know, everyone feels safe, everyone has the capacity, someone isn't burnt out, whatever the thing is, because it's the kind of energy that Sam and I bring is the kind of energy that impacts people. And if we're not good, it's going to impact people and you can feel it. And it's going to manifest into something that is either going to just completely crumple, or it's just not going to be an integrity and embodiment. And I think that's something that, as a business owner outside of this business, like I've gotten really clear to it's like, I want to be a living, breathing embodiment of the kind of energy that we want people to feel. And that means taking care of my business partner along the way.
Ditto. Yeah, exactly. And
Yeah.
that when you do, you're really, I think it's just like, can't, I mean, not to quote the Bible, but it's like, be the light. I think this is in the Bible. Be the light you wish to see in the world. Maybe, oh, maybe that's Gandhi, actually. I think that's Gandhi. Anyways, regardless, I feel like that's like my ultimate truth is just like constantly trying to be my best self in our partnership, in life. And something that I've learned over the years is also like being okay to admit when I'm wrong, when I make mistakes. Like, I don't have to be perfect. None of us are perfect. But the more we lean into the discomfort of being imperfect, like, the better off the partnership is, the better off our business is, the better off our life is. And that goes back to, again, a part of being just fully expressed.
The last thing I want to make sure we talk about maybe a little bit is because I don't think there's enough, like, people don't really give light into this. Be the light that you want to light. Be the light. I love that you
You
said
want to see
that.
in the room? I'm like, Jesus, no, Gandhi.
Bringing the light to this too is finances. So something that you and I got really clear on from the beginning was like, you know, it's 50-50 from here on. And that's something that felt really good to us because energetically we are co-founders. And I think don't be scared to talk about money either. Like,
Yeah.
we're constantly, like, right now, we're in this process of setting up the business accounts and setting up the percentages and tracking expenses. And, you know, we were pretty good about saying, like, yeah, like it's 50-50 on the expenses and 50-50 on what we make. And we're setting up the business right now in a way financially where, like, eventually, all the expenses are going to be covered by how much we make. And then the rest of it, like Sam and I are just splitting 50-50 or wherever the things go. But I think that's the other thing to get really clear on, like ahead of the time, because I think sometimes people have different agreements, right? Like maybe because you guys are not co-founders, you have more of like a 70-30 split or a 60-40. But don't avoid the conversation, is what I'm saying. Like talk about money too.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And I think, you know, we opened up a bank account together. We created an LLC together. And I think that because we've been so open and it just everything flows into that. Like, we agree on how we spend the money and how we want to spend the money and when we would take a profit, et cetera. I think those conversations are important. I think money is still a taboo subject sometimes and it's a touchy subject, but I think it's okay. I mean, for us, like, obviously, it's always probably going to be 50-50 because that feel, I mean, it wouldn't get better than that, really. But like, I think if you do have like 60-30 or 20-80, whatever it is, really making sure that, like, I would keep checking back in with the person. Does this feel fair still? Does this, like, even my mom was in a business with someone and she got a third and they got two thirds. But over the years, like, it never changed, but she was doing so much work, you know? And I think that resentment built on her end for sure. And I think that's really common in business. And I think having the con, I think it, again, it comes back to communication and having difficult conversations again and not being afraid to be like, I mean, even in our partnership, if one day I dropped the ball and you started doing way more and you came to me and you're like, hey, you're not pulling your weight, like I should get more, that's a difficult conversation, but maybe relevant, you know, or vice versa. But I think that it's a topic that sometimes is uncomfortable for people, but I agree 100% that you have to talk about those things and really sit with them and make sure it feels good to you.
And then have it in writing as much
Yeah.
as like even as I say that, I find like annoyance to it. I'm like, why do I have to?
But I think it like solidifies a thought, you know, like I try and think about like, you know, how often do you have these like verbal agreements with your romantic partner? And then they're like, nope, that never happened.
I never heard that.
What
What are
are
you
you
talking
talking
about? That's not
about?
what you said.
Yeah, you want 2/3 now? Nope. Out one ear, out the other. Not that you and I would ever do that for each other. And
Oh, I know.
that's not the point. Like, even though Sam and I trust each other so much, it's how safe our business feels too. And I think like something that Sam and I talked about recently, like especially how do I say this? Like there's, you know, you and I talked about like there's a relationship that you and I have, there's a relationship that people have with us individually, but there's also a relationship that people have with our business. Our business is an entity. And so what can we do to make sure that that entity has the foundation to flourish and to blossom? And that feels like it has the capacity to hold the level of impact that we want to make. And that comes from, you know, having
Foundation, the contract.
the contracts, the important things that make something real.
I mean, I have two attorney parents. They're always like, it doesn't matter if it's your friend, it doesn't matter if it's your boyfriend, your husband, like, have a contract.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Maybe
Yeah.
not a husband. They don't necessarily believe in prenups, but they do believe in contracts between partnerships.
Totally.
That's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about what else has been like super eye-opening for both of us.
I would say, I mean, this isn't really about necessarily just a reflection. I think that the feedback that we've received from other people about us together, about our business, about us as individuals has been so fulfilling. It's honestly more fulfilling than anything we've ever really done. Like getting the feedback from the podcast, getting the feedback from people who come to our events is also like that. I guess maybe how I would word it is, that's all information for you to take in on yes, it's working or no, it's not. I feel like because we're getting amazing feedback, it's fueling us and it's giving us insight and it's helping us to make the next decision and it's feeding our souls. And I think that, you know, and I've learned this even in my own business, as I'm sure you have as well, is like, you know, you have to pay attention to all those little things, like what's working, what's not working, and then going back to the pivoting, like making a different decision. You know, you're on the. I do feel there is. I really believe that when you're on your soul's path, there is just synchronicity that happens that is so profound. And since day one of joining up together, the synchronicities that have continually happened for us, the feedback we get, it, I've never felt more aligned in a mission and more just like, oh, this is my soul's path for however long it may be. I think that's another thing I would say is like, if you feel like you're pushing against a wall, like you mentioned, you know, some of our friends that have maybe been doing the same business for 10 years and it's not working anymore. It's never worked, maybe to the effect they wanted to. I feel like that's where I would say you're not pivoting. Like, where are the synchronicities? Like, to me, when you're on the path and you're light with your soul's purpose, like it, you cannot deny it. Everything, it just feels easy. Even in the difficult times, even in the hard conversations we've had, at the end of the day, it feels easy. It feels easy to be in partnership with you. It feels easy to be on this mission together. It feels exciting. I want to show up. Like, I've worked more, probably as you have in this business than on anything, like, put more time and sweat equity into it. And I would put double because I just, it fills my heart so much. And I think that that is a testament that we are here doing what we are meant to do.
Yeah. I have so many ways to say this to like compliment what you said. I think one thing I want to hit the nail on the head is like you are a really good business owner if you can make hard decisions quickly and pivot. Like I think some of the quickest growing companies are the ones that are just making decisions on a dime. Now, it's a lot easier to do that on your own, but it's really great when you can do that with someone else. And the other thing that you're talking about is, you know, I think the lesson for at least for me, I'll talk for myself and then possibly you can totally relate is like, you know, being someone that has been in entrepreneurship for before and I started a coaching business, I did it in the way that everyone else wanted to do it. And I thought it would be successful in that way. And it felt depleting more than resourcing. And I think something that Sam and I have just witnessed from a business perspective and definitely from a partnership perspective, it's that it is absolutely resourcing us. And if anything, it's watering so much. The partnership is watering the business so much that the cup is overflowing. And Sam and I are just learning to create a bigger cup in real time.
Yeah, it's true. It's pushing us for sure. But I also think because it's so fulfilling, it's easier to expand. And I would agree. I mean, I did astrology readings. I love astrology. Like, obviously, I bring it up a lot because I just think it's such a powerful tool, like human design, like anything to just like invite you deeper into yourself. I don't think it defines us fully. I think we can define ourselves. But I do feel like when I was giving readings, I'm really good at readings. Like, I can say that without being boastful. Like, I'm very good at readings. I've gotten great feedback. But as you said, like with the coaching, it's very draining. I never left feeling like, I mean, I feel great helping people, but it didn't feel reciprocal. And I feel like in our business now, it feels so reciprocal. It's like we have each other to lean on. We have our community. We have the podcast and we get feedback and it feels so good in real time. And I still share astrology in our virtual community, which feeds my soul, feeds the astrology part that I love, but I don't have to like sit there and be like, here's how it's impacting you individually. Da, 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 da. Like, and I think getting clear on that and defining what it is that your heart desires, because you can have, I mean, you know, you're a projector, I'm a manifesting generator. Like I could do a million different things. I have new ideas all the time. And I wish there was 10 of me because I want to do everything. But I think that when you start to actually tap in and into yourself, and you've done this as well, is like you really find what feels good and resonates and feels reciprocal versus like, oh, this, like you, I have no doubt you are an incredible coach. I know you are because you have clients that still, you have clients in our virtual community and that were your clients. And you have, you know, people that just say the most wonderful things about you all the time. But it's also okay to be like, you know what? I loved that, but also it didn't nourish my soul in the way I needed. And I think that's a really important conversation to have with yourself when you're pursuing a new venture or a new idea. It's like, is this actually, and sometimes, you know, we've had conversations with people on our podcast. It's like, oh, I had to try this to get this, you know, I had to do this to get this and realize this wasn't for me. But I think that it's also like tapping into your intuition, trusting yourself, and really paying attention again to the synchronicities. Like the astrology flowed to a certain extent, but it never flowed like this business. I mean, our business has just been expanding and expanding and it just feels so good all the time. Even when we're tired and grumpy and all the things, like it's still like, okay, let's do this. And then we have a conversation. It's great.
Yeah. Even in this conversation right now, like if those that knew, like I'm on my moon, I've cried all day. I literally, yeah, Nika saw me sobbing this morning, but I'm just so excited to be doing this. And I think to kind of hit it home for those that are listening, because it's maybe you don't have the business that Sam and I have. I think the invitation and what Sam is saying is like, listen to what is your yes, not what you think your yes should be. And there's so much, like you might have these gifts and you know that you have these gifts and you have these ideas and you got to try sometimes the way that the idea comes through. However, like also get divinely curious as to like how you want to do that and who you want to do that with and how you want it to feel and work backwards, because that's where I think you're going to find a lot more answers. And this is the lesson that we've both individually clearly have had, where we've tried things and they were successful but not successful in this way. And I'll also say, I mean, that took a lot of growth too. Like I've expanded my own capacity. I've learned so much more along the way and I'm so grateful for everything that I've done. However, it all comes back to like, I hit my head on the wall sometimes. And like, why didn't I just ask myself about how I want to feel and what's the ultimate vision?
Yeah, I think it all informs you though, to where you're meant to be right now. You know, I think what I love about the Fully Expressed podcast and just being fully expressed in general is like you started this without knowing, like you just had an impulse and you followed that impulse and it led you, like you, it was messy and it was, you know, you just kept going, like you were committed and you followed through. And that I think is what brought us to where we are, where you were able to invite someone in and now it is what it's becoming. And I think that you know, that's a testament to you as someone who is tapping in and trusting their intuition. And I also think it's like you took action, and from that action came something you probably never imagined it would be, you know? And I think totally. To what you're saying is like, all of those previous experiences brought you to the place where you were able to take that action and then reevaluate and then ask yourself, what do I want to, where do I want this to go next? And then, I mean, who knows what it's going to be now?
Literally. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, everything that Sam and I are saying, I hope you guys hear as like information and data points that you guys get to like take into, whether it's in your current season of partnership or the future of a potential partnership or collaboration that you might be feeling called to call in.
Yeah. And let's face it, all of this is very relevant to your romantic partnership too.
And friendships, people, anything that you're in a ship of.
Interpersonal relationships.
Literally. And I think honestly, like relationships, interpersonal relationships, all these things, they're your biggest invitation for growth. And so, you know, welcome it. You know, you're expanding your capacity, you're expanding your vessel in ways that you probably didn't know were coming, but they're here for a reason.
Yeah, agreed. And just trusting that.
Yeah. Well, I love you so much.
I love you. Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah. Let us know again if you guys have any questions. If you want the list of questions that Sam and I put together before we started our partnership, DM us on Instagram. We'll send them to you at the Fully Expressed Podcast. If anything also came up, like I would be so curious as to like if you've started a business with someone, like where do you find yourself getting stuck? Are you avoiding a certain conversation? Are you getting curious as to like why haven't we been able to like get to the next level, or maybe like the income or the clients aren't coming in or your service isn't being received? Like I'd also be super welcoming of having those kinds of conversations, because maybe Sam and I can do a more targeted episode based on those questions that come through on Instagram. What do you think?
No, I love that. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, because I think this right here is a skill, and like I'm so curious what kinds of things you guys are running into, because they could be so different than what Sam and I have run into, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Let us know.
Anything else you want to say, Sam?
That was beautiful. That's it.
So good. Love you.
Love you.
Enjoy the next episode.
Today's conversation was such a powerful reminder that success in business doesn't have to come from doing it all alone. It's easy to think that partnerships are supposed to be perfect, effortless, or that if conflict shows up, something's broken. But what we've learned is that strong partnership isn't about avoiding the hard moments. It's about knowing how to move through them together. It's about shared values, open communication, and a willingness to keep choosing collaboration even when it's uncomfortable. Whether you're stepping into a new partnership, dreaming up a collaboration, or just learning how to better share space and ideas, start by getting clear on how you want to show up. Trust, respect, and aligned vision aren't just business buzzwords. They're the foundation of something that can truly last. And when it works, it's one of the most fulfilling experiences you can have. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate you being here. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd be grateful if you could leave us a review and share it with a friend.
Also, we would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Instagram and let us know where you feel inspired to express yourself as you embrace this next era. We are here to support you and encourage you.
Before we go, we want to remind you that you are powerful and deserving of fully expressing who you are. Embracing your journey toward authenticity is a vital part of that process, and we're grateful to be alongside you. If you're looking to dive deeper and connect with others who celebrate their true selves, we invite you to join our community. It's a virtual space for connection and accountability where you can share your experiences and grow together. You can find the link in our show notes. We can't wait to welcome you.
See you on the next one.